This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, it is time for another review of the hot hits in talk radio. That is the Talk Radio Countdown's job here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go through the official list, the official countdown. Everything about this is official. He's official, I'm official, this is official. You're officially at the end of the week of February 13th to the 17th. Officially, the year is 2023. Mm-hmm. Michael, you want to give us the official story list?
Well, I mean, I even have a badge. I have an official, I have a countdown show badge.
Good for you.
Right. I got to come in through the employees' door.
Ooh. I thought it was a Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, I always thought it was a big deal to like be behind the counter or go in the employees-only door.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. At number 10, we have Super Bowl LV11.
they still
do those stupid Roman numerals,
part of the charm.
Yeah. But they had said they were going to stop doing it, but they didn't. Tradition. Raquel Welch died. That's also at number 10.
That's pretty lousy, isn't it, when you get right down to it, thinking about her and what she meant to our generation, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah. I remember seeing her in A Million Years B.C. when I was a kid.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That movie.
You're all excited.
Stuck in
them.
I didn't get excited about her. I got excited about the lava coming out of the volcano and the dinosaurs.
Yeah, right.
You know,
I love
movies
that show
humans and dinosaurs at the same time. You know,
fabulous.
At number 9, we have the Turkey Syria earthquake. We have the deadly shootings all over the country. At number 8. Artificial intelligence and social media is the 7th most talked about realm of topic. We have at number 6 the Russia-Ukraine war, number 5 the debt ceiling, and the Fetterman health situation, which is very troubling.
In many ways.
Oh, yeah. It's a sad story.
It's sad because he's become a victim, if you will, of the system and people wanting him to have a job in promising all kinds of stuff, and you know, the people voting a month beforehand when they don't really know what all the issues are. Think about it. When do you make up your mind for whom you will vote and on what issues you feel strongly about? Do you make it up a month before the election? Do you make it up a week before the election? Do you make it up a day? I oftentimes don't make up my mind until I go in to vote. So the preposterous reality here is that Fetterman won because of what people didn't know and how he was promoted, and not that Dr. Oz was such a great candidate, but Fetterman is not competent.
That's true. I think there's no fault of Santos his own. Should be given his position.
Oh, yeah, right.
Elevate him.
Right, okay.
We have at number 4 the Ohio train wreck and all of the toxic conversation and waste and chemicals and problems and government cover-ups, and that's a big brouhaha.
You know, isn't that interesting? The more you look at our story list each week, it continues to amaze me how so many people who are Democrats talk about transparency and we've got to have an open government and stuff. This is the most closed bunch. I thought Trump was bad and earlier administrations. These guys don't want to tell you anything about anything. It's like the everything's a secret. We got to have, and then that goes back to the business of all of the hoopla about these private papers or the stuff that's classified and what the hell it's classified for, because most of it isn't really worth anything. And we get ourselves all worked up into it. I'm worked up because I don't feel like, as an American, I really know what's going on. I don't know what was in those balloons. Why don't we know what those balloons were doing and what was inside? They know. They found it. They've gone through it. So why don't we know? Hmm. Don't you want to know?
Yeah, I do. I want to know.
Yeah. Okay.
Inquiring minds.
Yes. All right. Excuse me.
I have my own theories about the balloons. Clearly, it's aliens. Clearly. I mean, it's just obvious. Okay. At number three, we have the presidential race of 2024 and Trump legal issues, which are just cascading. Number two, U.S.-China relations. And number one, the spycraft cases, the balloons and things of that nature. On the people survey, we have at number 10, Raquel Welch. Number nine, Patrick Mahomes, the great quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. At number eight, Josh Hawley. John Fetterman is seven. Hunter Biden, six. Kevin McCarthy, five. Number four, Ron DeSantis. Number three, Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Number two, Nikki Haley. She's having her little moment in the sun. And Joe Biden is number one. And the answer to your question is that the Democrats and the Republicans are quite capable of being full of it.
Well, you look at some of the things that are floating around, and this is what the beauty is. This is why I get so excited about what I do for a living and what you do, looking at all of these things that seem to be in some ways, well, we've talked about that before, but yet there are different roads to go down. Interesting, as we get into the latter part of the week and we are talking about politicians and there, you know, George Santos and whoever else is there, Nikki Haley, who do we want to be the next president? What's the story with Trump? Here we go with another Jeffrey Epstein story. Apparently, Mr. Epstein emailed a number of pictures of women to the folks who are running J.P. Morgan Chase, asking them which one they want. Apparently, there were some politicians involved in this particular weekend's escapades, and the names have yet to come out. Can you imagine how many nervous politicians there must be? With who knows? How long has Jeffrey Epstein been dead? 2 years or more?
And he's still dead. There's no question.
Yeah, he is still. I think he's probably,
still. That's an old joke. They used to say that about Franco.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's still dead.
He's still dead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, terrible joke. I don't know if that joke is appropriate anymore. It insults the dead.
Never mind.
Go on.
Ann Coulter has attacked Nikki Haley this week, saying that she ought to go back to her own country.
Now, did you say Nikki Haley attacked Ann Coulter and told her to go back to her own country? Or
yes.
Ann Coulter attacked Nikki Haley?
Okay. No, Ann Coulter has now found herself... everything that you say is a racist tirade about somebody or something. Mm-hmm. So in this case, Ann Coulter, who is pretty mouthy. Now, when I say that about a guy who did the same, I would say the same thing about Trevor Noah, for example. He's just another mouthy BSer. Stephen and Colbert, all these people. They're all
mouthy.
Mouthy. Yeah, they're mouthy.
Yes, mouthy. I like that word. Do you consider yourself to be mouthy?
No, I consider myself to be perfect in every way.
Brainy.
Thank you. The former governor of South Carolina was born to Indian immigrant parents, i.e., India, not Indian Americans. But
I had an argument with somebody yesterday who insisted that she was born to American Indians.
Right. Okay.
Seriously. And of course, Google settled it. But But it's interesting. Right. It's just interesting. Go on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Well, I'm just saying, Ann Coulter, who has been pretty irrelevant lately, has found a way to get herself back into the headlines, at least for a few moments, anyway, with this rant about her going back to worshiping the cows, she said. She went on and on and on. You worship cows? Just because she's of Indian descent, she's worshiping. I mean, this is how we've gotten down into the basics of such foolishness.
Yeah, what's
and
also
ignorance.
Interesting is that Ann Coulter attacked another conservative, another Republican.
Yeah,
We're going to see a bloodbath, a wild battle between conservatives coming up in the next year and a half, as we get closer to the election, and they all try to take on Donald Trump without specifically attacking Trump.
Nikki Haley then, not talking about Ann Coulter, but she was off on DeSantis this week. And his Don't Say Gay bill. Her read on it is that it doesn't go far enough. So we're going to out-conservative the conservatives with more conservative. I'm more conservative than you are. That gay bill doesn't go far enough. Right.
Well, they're playing to the red meat crowd. It's primary, so
yeah.
They're playing to the most extreme elements of the party.
And you know as well as I do that people don't understand our system because of the educational lack of focus on not the political system but the governmental system and how important it is to vote in the primaries. I remember as a kid taking social studies classes how the teachers would tell us about the system, how it worked and how important it was, and that was ingrained in me to the point where today I'm kind of a nutbird about getting people to vote in the primary when only like 22-24% of people eligible to vote in the primaries, which is the most important election. That's what I was taught. The primaries
set up the stage as to who the two choices will be that we complain about being bad choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're bad choices because we allow ourselves to be, you know, to sort of think that the only election that counts is the presidential election, and we only have to vote once every 4 years, and we're good Americans when we do that.
It's not voting in the primaries does set up a problem because turning out the vote is really the whole key to winning elections. And if only the zealots and only the extremists vote, then you wind up with a problem.
Let's talk about another problem that we want to fix, and that's your being overweight and how you can go to toploss.com, take advantage of the fabulous, not only the deals, but the reason people use Calitrin is because it works. It works, folks. And the deals that are around now, whether you buy the liquid, the powder, the capsules, they all work the same way. You can go to the toploss.com website, see all the benefits. But more importantly, you can do two things there that make a difference. One of them is to talk to a counselor. You can have the same person you can talk to. I always say talk to our friend Elizabeth Miller that we have on the program all the time to talk about natural weight loss, how the system works, how this supplement works, what the side benefits are to it. And then there are people who have been asking last week or two for the number to call. I usually just use toploss.com, but if you want to get right to a counselor and right to advice on how to use Calitrin, call 800-325-4366. When you check out, you'll use the Doug code for free shipping and the ability to get 3 free months. That's the Valentine's special that continues, because this is still Valentine's week, at toploss.com.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Unless it isn't the truth, then maybe it's not the whole truth. Maybe it's just partially the truth.
Or somebody's truth, you know. Whose truth are we talking about?
Yep, well, it's yours and mine in this case, because we're on this program together. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program and the American Family Farmer and Good Day Health. Whatever else I can find.
And he's a department store announcer at Macy's.
Yes, right. Yeah. Let's hear it for that. Okay.
Greeter at Walmart.
Uh-huh. It's lots of fun doing that. Number 7 this week on our story list is a focus on social media. The Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco this week warned against using TikTok, citing data with the Chinese government. Well, this isn't news. This is that they're getting onto it because the Chinese are taking shots at us because of the balloon. So now we're back around. TikTok has been a problem, and hasn't everybody known? The bottom line is that China has been taking the information from TikTok. It's a a way to tune into what Americans are doing. And so now all of a sudden the Biden administration is all over this. We got to stop using TikTok. Governors, what was the governor of Texas last week, said he's going to outlaw anybody using TikTok that works for the state. No more posting on TikTok. So what do we make of this?
Well, come on. You know, my view of it all is that all of this concern about information and spying is so old and so ubiquitous. We're all spying on everybody spies on everybody. Nobody has privacy anymore. What can China possibly know about you that would hurt you?
Nothing. I'm happy to tell them that I think they're the ones that are responsible for COVID. I tell them to their face.
Well,
right.
You know, all I'm saying is that it's not a real problem. It's manufactured by governments and by the media to get people all upset that we're
so how much of this stuff
on us in a balloon. You know, that balloon is looking. They're watching us take a shower in the morning. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Well, I mean, the story is when you look at it and you try to figure, okay, what are the ancillary things we can talk about? That's one of the reasons I love what we do is because you can go down. I did this two or three times this week. Took an issue that was prominent that would have been or is on the story list for the countdown charts, and then go down a different street with it. You know, you take the issue of whatever, you know, pick any one of these things. The debt ceiling is number five, and where you go, why are we so in debt? Where's the money going? And then I got off onto my toot about the government wasting money, waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, the fact that we can't get a budget. We haven't had a budget since Bill Clinton was president. They keep going to the edge, to the brink, and they blame each other. Shows you just how dysfunctional it is. But then you look into it, you can have a conversation that lasts for a number of minutes on what sort of fraud is there. And I was talking about this program that the Department of Defense has to give and this is what I hypothesized about the helicopter that crashed in Oklahoma, and why it was that these guys in the National Guard were piloting a very sophisticated Black Hawk helicopter. They probably weren't trained properly, but it was one of these government excess things. We got extra helicopters, so you can apply for one and you can get one. What the hell does the National Guard in Oklahoma need a Black Hawk helicopter for? Right?
I have no idea. I didn't even follow that. So I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I went down a different street.
Well, see, but that's the point. That's the beauty of it. Let's talk in a minute. We come back again. We have another half hour of our talk radio review. I want to talk about women in the media. And, this is an outshoot kind of from Nikki Haley running for president. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The United States and China came to Germany last weekend looking to patch tensions that was caused over a Chinese balloon, but a meeting between top diplomats showed how far apart our countries are. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken and China's State Council Wang Yi traded barbs on everything from the balloon in Taiwan to North Korea and Russia in their first meeting since the high-altitude craft transversed the United States. Secretary Blinken.
This was an opportunity to speak very clearly and very directly about the fact that China sent a surveillance balloon over our territory. And I told him quite simply that that was unacceptable and can never happen again.
Anaheim, California police are investigating after a woman fell to her death at Disneyland. First responders were called to a parking structure at Disneyland Saturday night. Officers found an adult woman on the ground. She was taken to a local hospital where she was pronounced dead. Police say they are investigating the circumstances. Lance Fry, USA News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Of the overview of Talkers Magazine, the official talk radio countdown show, the thoughts, the things that matter on talk stations. Michael and his staff look at the stats, the information from hosts and stations, that sort of thing, come up with a list. So, we're talking about, we've gone from A to Z here.
Pretty much done. We should spend the rest of the time just discussing gardening.
No, I think we should talk about ice fishing.
Of course. What else?
Well, this is the weekend of the annual ice fishing tournament Lake Champlain.
Oh,
yes, it is.
Goodness. Oh, my goodness.
But the problem is three men have drowned because they've gone through the ice.
Oh, jeez.
Because there is no ice.
Global warming. Yes, there's a proof of it. Three men went through the ice. Did they die?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Gonzo. So they've canceled the rest of the ice fishing tournament. They've given people their money back who came to the tournament. And so here we go.
Oh, I'm so glad I didn't buy those tickets. I was thinking about it.
Right. Yeah. These people were dumb enough to drive the sport utility vehicle onto the ice. Right? Two guys, two brothers, drove onto the ice. The thing went down like a rock. They couldn't get out. They drowned.
Another guy
fell through one of the holes. What has happened to common sense when you get right down to it? Right?
As Mark Twain said, it's not terribly common.
That's very true.
So obviously the search for common sense is not a brand new quest, but it's something that wise people have asked for years and years. Common sense. Isn't that an interesting phrase? It actually ties into the words of the Founding Fathers, and this is one of the most important lines in all of American history, legal literature. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Think about that.
Yep.
Right now, we don't hold any truths to be self-evident.
We don't know what the truth is.
Well,
we have a gut feeling about what's... but our truth... Maybe there's a difference between the truth and the facts. I remember having this conversation with Rush once a long time ago because he's always talking about this is where the truth is.
Yeah.
And so this was like off the air. This was nothing. So this was in his first 3 years of being on the air when he started talking about he was the truth. And so I just quipped to him once when we were together about what was the difference between the truth that he felt was the truth and somebody else's truth, and did it determine on what was it determined by the facts of a matter, a case, or a subject, whatever it was? And he said, nope.
I was going to say, and that was the last time he ever talked to you.
Well, it was pretty close to being the last time that he talked to me, actually. Yes, it was.
See, Rush Limbaugh was kidding back then.
He was funny then.
He was kidding. He was boasting that he was the smartest man and that he, you know, operated with one arm of his brain tied behind his back. That was jest. He was kidding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as the years went by, he stopped kidding. He took himself very seriously. He had turned the corner in terms of influence.
Yeah.
50% of which he knew was fleeting and BS, and 50% he believed. Which, considering how much influence he eventually had, I think 50% is not bad. It shows the restraint, because most people take themselves way too seriously.
You're right.
And most people believe their own publicity and their own press.
Yeah.
And now that everybody is in the press business with Facebook pages and Twitter and Follow Me, and everybody is running for their own little office constantly, everybody now is in a situation where they believe their own press. And this has changed the wiring of the human nervous system. There are people walking around all day long trying to figure out how to have more followers and what kind of a false
influencer.
What kind of false narrative they can create about their life to impress their followers. And this used to be just the kind of crap that people in the media did. Now everybody's in show business and subject to that type of self-delusion. It's really scary.
I want to know, please, tell me why the story about the man that died after being attacked by a chicken didn't make it into the charts for this week.
We were worried about the chicken...
lobby?
A lobby.
Okay.
They said that the chickens have been depicted as being far more aggressive and unlawful than they really are. So we just stayed away from it.
Okay, good. Thank you. It's good to know. That came from my American Family Farmer show, by the way.
Was a man attacked by a chicken?
Yes.
And the chicken killed him?
Well, he was diagnosed with cancer, and the chicken apparently just is what finished him off. He was dying from cancer anyway, but the chicken apparently, the chicken escapade gave him a heart attack, and that's what killed him. So, anyway.
Have you ever been chased by a chicken?
Yes, I have, and I booted the chicken. I have a rooster. Not by a chicken, but... Well, actually, I have been chased by some chickens, too, in the...
I find it's like sometimes you go to these places where they sell, farm goods on the side of the road, and they have a little petting zoo in the back, a couple of pigs, a goat, and a chicken running around. Well, I have, on a number of occasions, I go to buy a pie in this place, the chicken comes running after me.
Yeah. Right.
And it can scare you, a chicken chasing you. They have sharp peckers.
Yes, they do. All right, let's talk about Lisa LaFlemme. The focus, this brought me around when I was Googling Ann Coulter and what she said about Nikki Haley. I came across the story of Lisa LaFlemme, who is one of the most prominent female anchor in all of Canada. And the reason that I bring it up, people say, well, what's that got to do with what's going on in America? What it does, and this is me tying a lot of things together, like I said I like to do. So Ann Coulter takes off on Nikki Haley because of the business of it should be all tested at 75, right? Are you competent or not competent to be in office or teach at school or drive a car or whatever it is? So that brought me around to looking at issues that involved women and whether or not they were as good as men in certain jobs. And the competency question came up with this woman who has been dismissed from her job as an anchor because of her gray hair. Mm. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what about men who have gray hair? And does the fact that you have gray hair mean you're competent or incompetent? You can't do the job? Is it all about looks? I just think that there's a fascinating road to travel when it comes to stuff like this.
Well, television anchors notoriously are subject to their appearance.
You think men are, too, as much as women?
To a certain degree. To a certain degree, they are. It was very common around the country. I don't know if it still is, because I don't watch local news that much anymore. I find local news to be like the bottom of the barrel on
television. It's a waste of time.
Local television news is scary. It's all packaging. But the basic formula was a gray-haired, distinguished man with a blonde, good-looking younger woman.
Yeah,
that was a formula that was very popular during, I would say, the heyday of local news. You know, back in the days of Eyewitness News, you know, Channel 7, that type of thing. I don't know where it's at right now, to be honest.
Well, it's back to, this is an issue that ought to be talked about more on local radio stations, because people say they get their news, a lot of them, from listening to talk radio programs. And the frustration is that even though the local news channel will tell you they're on more than anybody else, we start at 5 o'clock in the morning and 5 hours of local news. There's no local news. It's all the balloon or something that has national that they can get quick video for, or they can stir the audience up. But or there's a big fire someplace.
A lot of crime.
The
old saying, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yep.
There's a lot of that. We're at the mall. It's Christmas Eve. We're interviewing people who are last minute shoppers.
Yeah.
Remember back? I don't know if they do it anymore. Again, I'm not up on local television news. But there was always the day before the deadline for the taxes. They would go to the post office, the big post office in a city,
right,
and interview people sitting on the street, finishing their tax returns and trying to get it into the post office before midnight. That was every year. They could use last year's, you know, video, last year's footage on that. I don't know. You know, I do know one thing, that a lot of local television stations define themselves totally by their news department. You know, they actually call the station, you know, Channel 7 Local News. And that's it for the day. They don't talk about the NBC, ABC, CBS shows that they run, or, you know, the network affiliation. It's just the local news. And the local news is usually very flimsy, very, very flimsy, very predictable.
Well, because they don't have staff to go out. They don't want to go out.
Right.
It's a lot of craziness and maybe stupidity. We look at these outfits and wonder how some of these people get to the top of the chain. Sometimes I wonder that about some of the popular talk radio personalities as well. How'd they get there? How did one person, remember when we had all of that huffing and puffing about Bongino? That's his name, right?
Bongino.
That went away. Why'd it go away? Because he couldn't find a way to make himself on the top of the let's pay attention to me department. And So, but he was making himself the story, and I can't help but think when I keep going back to Ann Coulter and what she said about Nikki Haley. I think Nikki Haley is a very interesting person to be running for a high elective office. And I would say to Ann Coulter, if I had, okay, if you're so smart, why don't you run? All you do is sit around and take pot shots at people who are running, that many of them have a good, their reason for running is they're well motivated and they're smart and they could do a good job. So why do you want to take them apart? I would say that
Ann Coulter's in a different business. Ann Coulter is in the business of selling books, getting speaking engagements. I don't know how successful she is these days. As you mentioned, you don't see as much of her as you used to. But she was in the business of being a high profile, controversial figure. And here we're talking about her. Yep. And if she had a book, usually people like Ann Coulter would have the book go up the charts. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that translates into money these days, because anything published or manufactured, you know, the record business, the publishing business, you know, all of the movie business, they're very hard to make money in these days because of many, many things imposed upon the
technology, the use of technology.
People get things for free. Mm-hmm. And but Ann Coulter is in a different business than Nikki Haley. They're in the same general business of current events, but one is a politician and the other is a media marketer. There's so much marketing involved in all of it.
There is,
you know. But I saw an interview between Sean Hannity on his show and Nikki Haley the other day. Yeah. And he was asking her, what's the difference between you and Trump? And she just wouldn't answer it. Everything was the same. The only difference between her and Trump is I'm younger.
And I'm a woman.
Generation. But she refused refused to say anything against Trump. She said, I'm running against Biden. He said, no, you're running against Trump. Mm. It's back to what you were talking about, the primaries. It's really contrived.
Yep, but it is what we talk about, because it's what people are talking about, and that's why we're here on the weekly talk radio countdown show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at 48 past the hour on the countdown.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes, or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And from, let's see if I can replicate the beginning of the Tonight Show. Live from Hollywood, it's the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. This is Ed McMahon along with Doc Severinsen and the NBC Tonight Orchestra, inviting you to join Johnny and his guests, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Chuck Curry, and James Collins, all of them on the Tonight Show tonight. How's that? Pretty good, Chuck.
Very good. That was excellent, Doug.
I like that. Okay.
Ask me why you're playing that theme.
Because the Tonight Show, well, I don't know. It didn't start on this stage.
This day in TV history, February 17, 2014, Jimmy Fallon took over the Tonight Show from Jay Leno. I think both me and you agree the greatest host of all time on Late Night Talk Show was Johnny Carson. Yeah. And I got to say, I mean, Jay... Jimmy Fallon is a good host. Having said that, in 2023, I think late night TV is somewhat irrelevant.
In comparison irrelevant.
To what it was when Johnny Carson ruled the roost for 30 years, 62 to 92. I mean, when guests like Burt Reynolds or Rodney Dangerfield, those type of guests came onto that show, it was special.
Everybody watched it. Yeah.
Right, because they weren't bouncing. There weren't that many shows. They weren't bouncing around from one to the other and all this interchangeable stuff of multiple reviews to promote. It was a special feeling when those people went on that
show.
Well,
last night, Jimmy Fallon had Jay Hernandez on, who is the new Magnum.
Yes, okay.
Since the show was revived, and NBC picked it up from CBS.
Yeah. Yep.
And so he was on promoting the new Magnum, and everybody wants to know if he really is hot for, what's her face, that's the female lead in Magnum P.I.
What was the answer?
Well, I don't know. I didn't watch it. I just saw the promotion. So, yeah.
Okay.
At any rate. Okay, so that's the Tonight Show story.
Well,
what's new this weekend?
This box office. We got Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I'm going to go see it probably today or tomorrow.
So tell me how this is going to be different than the last Ant-Man and the one before that and the one before that and the one before that.
I take it you don't like
crickets.
Superhero movies.
I just think it's the same. I'm about with the TV stuff. It's the same. I was just saying to you off the air, Law and Order, FBI, all of these shows, the Chicago, they've all become the same. It's the same thing every week, and where they were great to begin with, now it's like watching the same show over and over and over and over again.
So you want
it's like that going to the movies.
You want originality.
Yeah. Ideas. My son was driven out of the business because he was white and straight. So all of the people that are writing this stuff are either gay, lesbians, people of color, whatever it is, and they don't seem to hit. I'm not finding that I'm being hit by excitement when it comes to what they've created in terms of a story. How many new stories are there? I suppose that's a question that could be asked as well. How many new creative...
That's a tough question.
You know, what I did say when I watched the movie Missing a couple of weeks ago, I thought that was a very good story, very well done. Unfortunately, the young lady who plays the daughter is a horrible actress, but it didn't take away from me being interested in the story and how the story played out. I've gone on my toot long enough. Go ahead. What else is
going on? No, it's okay. No, totally repetitive. Scream 6. I don't know if you saw the trailer. Scream 6 comes out March 10th.
Yeah, of course I saw it.
It takes the killer Ghostface to New York City, which at least has some originality. But it is tracking as the best number a Scream movie has ever done, $38 million opening weekend. That's the tracking. So that's going to do well in the hits theaters March 10th. Now, another thing, The Flash, that trailer during the Super Bowl, which Michael Keaton reemerges as Batman in that movie, has gotten more buzz than any movie I remember in quite some time. That opens in June, I think June 16th. That movie's going to make a lot of money. The fan reaction on social media to that trailer is pretty incredible. You don't get that all the time. This one has caught lightning in a bottle, and that trailer really worked on the mass audience that it targeted to.
Sarah Michelle Gellar says that she will not be in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Why?
She says that she's not interested. There were a lot of rumors that she was in talks to return to the film, but apparently she hasn't really been asked. She was dead.
I don't really understand that one, the reboot. The sequelizing that many years later. It's just not what the Scream franchise is. Freddie Prinze Jr., boy, I'm sure people are clamoring to see him back on the big screen. No knock on Freddie, but, Jennifer Love Hewitt will,
I like her.
Return.
Yeah, Anne Heche is dead, so how are they going to work around that? Anyway, okay, so.
I will.
We managed to take up some time and give you some energy about what we're going...
You did some good thing today. Very good.
I did. Right, yes. Exactly. There are some things that are good at the movies, but the Ant-Man isn't one of them. At least as far as I'm not going to see it, but a lot of people will. I think you're right. Okay, Chalker, have a good weekend.
Thank
59
you.
After here on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.